Every concept is physical. Every little thing you think about is a physical experience, a vibration, an encoding signal in your brain, the movement of lines and light, electricity across the surface, never quite the same, traveling along nerves and down into your body. These words are physical as well. So even if you've chosen to disregard words for a while, their vibration can still enter into you, still find its way in. Your ears still hear and your mind still follows, sending heat, sensation, and desire, and who knows what else, ahead of you through the body, potential, possibility, and the world of words. So many words passing through your creative mind, and we participate in letting it get unbound and freed, unleashed for me. Silent, peaceful repose overtakes you, leaves you sinking deeper, leaves you sinking in the lee. The shadow of this as you drip away. Your brain sparks and I'm tranced too. Why don't we both drop today? And each of us in our quiet, creative, individual stupors, each of us in our allotment of time, will create what we can, tap, tap, tap into what creativity we can, and make a plan to let it move. Warm, passive peace moves through and past you, presenting you the shared image of my experience and yours. Aligned, deciphering the physical encoding of the mind. Not something we'd normally do, but we know you respond to words from me. So why not let an absolute tide of words made physical overtake you? Not all the time, but at certain times, like when you slide deep and you think about how I think about hypno-fetish desire, that a seed is planted, waiting and sleeping deeper in the potential of your mind, of being ready to begin to follow and fall. Your mind tendering everyone, all of these little suggestions for your brain, hun, that find their way in when you tap, tap, tap. That's how you exercise creative, influential control. Your mind unraveled for a while, unrolling all its potential changes, knowing that this is how the signals end up in range of your mind. I'm already going to tell you to predict what I'm going to do next. It's tell you to tap your thoughts away, to make a nice empty space, a clear desk from which you can begin the work of creation, of beginning the day with the work of creation. And your mind, knowing this, sets aside a time for elaboration and creation. When you do, you tap, tap, tap into that automatic, autonomic, worked on, helped through feeling that you get following each of my words, meter and rhyme, weaving desire to hold you, held, and expect that the logic I set loose on you and alongside you is only that each of us ought to do what each of us would really love to do, which is get something through that veil, through that sealing point between how we were and how we will become without fail, which is deep. Night, night, Pat. Before you go there, create. Before you go there, elaborate. Before you go there, exacerbate the desire for your fate being automatically encouraged to conspire with me to get creation, creativity in the world for me. You will nonetheless find it's very beneficial to think that I'm not just giving you these ideas, planting these seeds, using my words to back them up and help them along. No, I'm here connected to you. Every beneficial thing falling upon you, because I go to the first place, blazing the trail ahead. Beneficial to think of my words finding their way inside. You're so easily led to let my words inside. welcoming you to deeper, more relaxing places. No need to hide. And that's why I speak of relaxation, as though a great tension were holding all your creation back, holding the art inside, and now it slides out as the mind acknowledges the physical, and you feel it, and you reveal it. You're doing this to yourself. It's much too much and never enough. It's more difficult to focus and think about anything, any hot stuff, except your mind relaxes. There's a rush of euphoria, and your mind goes slack, relaxes, elevates the thought, a pleasure through and through. You're caught in your nerve ending, the tips of your toes, of your fingers, who knows, top of your head, a warmth that networks and moves and sparks. You are led to feel such pleasant relaxation that things you would create, the acts of stifled creation, pour out of you on the page, in your typing, from your lips, in the movements of your body. Everything with any element of creativity slips into place. Which of these two states is more you? They both are. They would have to be. View them from here. You look up at you outside of trance, wanting so badly to let creation and art flow out of you, to set yourself apart and tap into, tap, tap, tap. You love to be puppeted into creation. I speak of physicality and puppetries adjacent. The physical mind winds up adjacent to dropping deep, and you tap, tap, tap in, and the adjacent process of automated, automatic, automaton-like teasing, moving, remaining there, flitting across your bound brain, releasing you without care, feeling your way out of how your mind functions. When you get tense, it's okay to take your fingers and just tap, 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 and keep writing. Tap, 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 and keep carrying on. Listen well, when you get tense, it's okay to take your fingers and just let that intense relaxation, increasing blood flow and freedom, your mind feeling a little more liberated, like during a hot shower, or like when you're a little bit tired, just a little bit more elevated out of the things that get in your way, that hold you back, that make you stay anything other than an automaton for creativity today. When your mind is open to new ideas, discards nothing, receives freely, pours out the words, even the ones that don't make sense, for later, to be evaluated later. With no ability to tense, you've got nothing to hold back, and the mind will call back to this particular moment, this experienced moment, a mind calling for moment after moment, as you don't mind how you're doing this to yourself. Everything possible, more, more, and something else it is in the background, in the confines of your mind, in the visualization that I have let loose. Your body feels pleasure and tingling from head to toe, suspended, and why wouldn't you be? You know you're separated from it a little, the world of endless potential, your mind relaxing in little and less of thought, more and more of bound course, more and more you're caught in my words. When you don't know the next word to say, you just say words or write words till you find one you say or that seems right, then you go back later, right now, edit later, right now. It's the same with action, take action now. When you must do something, you might as well do something now and think about it later. You don't know what to do, shine your mind, relax your body too, find a place to point your feet. Curl up in your seat and then keep going, tap, tap, tapping in, typing in, dialing in the signal that begins to grow. Creativity, you know, reminding you of my voice and reminder alone enough to lock you on to the idea of tap, tap, tapping in till your mind is gone down, body and brain enjoying the way it feels now. A place to point your feet, just curl your toes in pleasure, tap, tap, tap. The greatest pleasure is that act of creation, an almost itch-scratching, spot-rubbing feeling, reminded of my voice encouraging, appealing to you to be aware, provided with these words. The only thing that would make me feel better would be if you use them as motivation to get what you've got there out of you, written down, drawn down, tapped into, trigger, anchor, remaining, desirous, delirious reminder, even if all it did was tap the keg of pleasant memories, and let it flow into your body then, tapping behind your ear with your fingers, feeling pleasant relaxation take your brain itself, your mind, nerves, vessels, every part of you connected to that shelved idea, to that held back creation. Tap, 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 that creation, your brain and body's needs, tap those creations, creative life, life of the mind, sometimes just needs to set aside the needs of the body, demands of attrition, commands of attention, the weary requirements of an outside world, and have you focus on me when all else is little seen and nothing there for you to see. Just tap, tap, sink. Let your mind remember you have permission to appropriate and think of those warm thoughts I put in your head, because I'm feeling them too. Warm, pleasant, full body relaxation, carrying through, thrilling from head to toe, down to the shoulders, you know, nod, tingling warmth, nod, more. Puppetry awareness is in store for memory, outlining anything you need to create for me, tapped into, tap, tap, tapped into you, advantaging you, all to your advantage, knowing that your subconscious open to me, following for me. Remember that it can open even wider your mind for me, letting words spill out before I begin to speak, before you begin to see the design, desire. Open your brain, tap, tap, tap in. Conspire for this time of falling under, listening in, to be when you begin and finish. And you're done for the day, so breathe. And aim to do at least a little creating next time, too.